Join us as Ike Yosef and Jim Poplava interview Glenn Neely.
Glenn, is there anything that would throw some of these forecasts off kilter somewhat? Let's say, for example, if the world's oil production peaks in the next 2 or 3 years, as many geologists see, I mean, how would that change some of your forecast?
Well, wave theory is sort of each market is independent of everything else. In other words, whatever the wave structure implies for one particular market is independent of other circumstances, because what everyone thinks about a market is the collection of all the wisdom of the masses put into one particular price at a particular point in time, and the collection of all those prices together creates a reflection of what the psychology is and what the expectations are and so forth. So I can't speak about what external events might happen to change my mind. I can only speak about what price events would happen to change my wave count, which would then change my mind. So if for some reason the S&P were able to break the March low of 2003, which is around 800, 775 in the cash S&P, if that low were to be broken any time in the next 5 years, it would cause serious problems with what I currently think is going on and would possibly force me to turn more bearish. But as long as we stay above that level, I see no reason to be concerned.
Glenn, as we close, if there was one message that you would give to investors right now, what would that be?
Well, a lot of people have found my Dow prediction of 100,000 or more in the next, by mid-century, sort of, unbelievable, absurd, ridiculous. Whatever they think about it now, just imagine what it was like when the Dow was at 1900. But as it stands right now, we're talking about Dow move to about 100,000, or at least that's what I'm predicting, in about 45 years or so. And if you look at the historical record, the Dow had gone from a low of about 0.3 in 1765 up to about 2700 in 1987, which is an increase of about 1,000,000% in a little over 200 years. So to go from 2,700, which is the 87 high, up to 100,000 is only 4,900% increase, which sounds like a lot, but compared to 1,000,000%, it's pretty small. And I'm allowing 70 years for that to take place, at least 70 years from when I originally wrote that article. So now I guess we have about 45 more years to go. And now, of course, we're at about 11,000. So we've gone a long way toward reaching that goal. So I think the most important thing to understand is that markets progress on a logarithmic percentage basis, not on a numerical basis or an arithmetic basis, so that to get to 100,000 isn't quite as difficult as it sounds. If you just double the Dow's current level, that's about 3 or 4 times, you're at 100,000. So it's not that unattainable. It's just going to take time. And obviously, to achieve those levels, we're going to have a lot of increases in efficiency in the way our society runs, the way the government runs. And all those things are, I think, underway, but they will take quite a bit of time to unfold. So that's my point. Primarily, just it's not as difficult to believe once you understand that it just requires the Dow doubling about 3.5 times from its current level over the next 50 years.
Well, Glenn, as we close, why don't you tell our listeners about your services and your website?
Well, the website is neowave.com. That's N-E-O-W-A-V-E, neowave.com. Obviously, I have an 800 number. That's 800-NEOWAVE. And the services that we provide are based mostly on the S&P, gold, and T-notes. And we have trading services, which are mostly just the goal is to make money with those services. And then we have chart services, which are more educational for those who want to learn wave theory in my more advanced form that I call neo-wave theory. We also have training classes, and we just recently started some money management projects, too, where people can let us do the trading for them the way that we're doing it in our newsletter if they are not, able to follow that sort of thing. So we have multiple different ways that people can take advantage of our services, lots of different types of information that we provide.
All right. Well, Glenn, on behalf of Ike Yosef and myself, we'd like to thank you for joining us this month on Ahead of the Trends. Wish you all the best, sir.
Okay, Jim. Appreciate it. It was a lot of fun.